From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh.
We love Francis, yes we do. We love Francis.
Chanting, "We love Francis," a crowd of young people cheer as the Pope's plane lands at Joint Base Andrews outside Washington, D.C. This is the Pontiff's first trip to the United States and one that's been highly anticipated. President Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and their wives are on hand to receive the Pope. He'll spend 6 days in the United States. NPR's Tom Jelton says this Pope has raised expectations across the political spectrum and with Catholics and non-Catholics alike.
The U.S. population has rarely been so divided politically. Add to that a Pope who's not afraid to make waves, and you have a story that's sure to be closely followed. The Pope's first stop is the White House. Administration officials are already highlighting areas where Francis and President Obama see eye to eye on climate change issues, for example, and the need to address income inequality. Tomorrow, he'll preside at the first canonization of a Latino Catholic. That mass will reinforce the Pope's bond with his fellow Latinos. In his address Thursday before a joint meeting of Congress, the first ever by a Pope, Francis will have Republicans and Democrats hoping to hear him agree with their positions on some issues, but prepared for him to challenge them on others. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
A majority of top European Union officials are endorsing a plan to resettle 120,000 refugees across the EU bloc. The dissenting votes at today's meeting of interior ministers came from four Eastern European nations who've been enforcing stricter anti-immigration policies to head off the influx. Luxembourg Minister Jean Asselborn warned those EU members have no choice but to respect the wishes of the majority.
Nobody has the right not to agree. Nobody has the right not to agree. If the decision is taken as it was taken by a qualified majority.
But EU leaders meeting tomorrow in an emergency summit are still due to address a means of accommodating hundreds of thousands of migrants. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson is attempting to clarify his remarks about Muslims and the presidency. And Pierre's Asma Khalid reports that Carson's placing blame on what he calls a politically correct culture in this country.
Over the weekend, Carson said he would not support a Muslim in the White House. And he has repeatedly questioned whether Muslims can separate faith and politics. But at a campaign stop in Ohio, Carson suggested those comments were taken out of context.
Anybody, regardless of their religion or affiliation, if they embrace American values and they place the Constitution at the top level, then I'm supportive of them.
He's trying to shift the conversation, saying that a Muslim president is a hypothetical, and he'd rather talk about real issues. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
This is NPR. Hillary Clinton is making the high price of prescription drugs a campaign issue. This plays out amid news of a biotech company's decision to drastically increase the price of a drug that's been around for decades. During an appearance in Iowa today, the Democratic presidential candidate says she wants to curb what she calls excessive profiteering. Clinton is proposing a $250 monthly cap on prescription drugs. She's among multiple candidates taking aim at Turing Pharmaceuticals, which recently acquired Daraprim for treatment of a parasitic infection. It's now increasing the price of a pill from $13.50 to $750. A report from an influential panel of experts has found that almost every American will experience an error in diagnosis at some point in life. NPR's Michaeline Duclef reports the panel is calling for significant changes in the way doctors diagnose diseases.
Physicians at the Institute of Medicine in Washington have found that incorrect diagnoses or delayed ones account for at least 10% of patients' deaths each year. The panel couldn't estimate the full extent of the problem because most errors aren't reported. Sometimes the patient doesn't even find out. To reduce diagnostic errors, the panel says doctors need to work more in teams. They need to include input from nurses, pharmacists, specialists, and the patient. The committee says patients should question doctors' decisions. Doctors should welcome this input and take it more seriously. Michaeline Duclef, NPR News.
Before the close, all major market indices were down more than 1%. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.